being on this particular show.
That's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
Hey, well, you know, different strokes for different folks, you know.
All right, Joey, young Joey is ready to go next. I will see you again at 3, and we'll redeem the Wing Finger winning winner.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Barack Obama is holding his first rally of the 2020 campaign for Joe Biden in Philadelphia. He says about his old running mate in a video on social media.
He's on the right side of the issues. He'll get the job done. And Joe and Kamala will want you to keep pushing them to get the job done.
President Trump says about Biden's running mate, Kamala Harris.
Kamala, by the way, she will not be your first woman president. She will not be. Can't let that happen. There'll be a woman president. You cannot let that happen.
The president at a rally in Erie, Pennsylvania. The Trump campaign and North Carolina Republican Party lose in federal court, trying to block an extension for mail-in ballots there to arrive up to 9 days after the election instead of 3. They still have to be postmarked no later than Election Day. America's listening to Fox News.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The city of Prattville is holding a food drive for families displaced by an apartment fire last weekend. Donations can be made at Prattville City Hall or at the Autauga Interfaith Care Center through November 1st. The Montgomery City Council voted unanimously Tuesday night to pass an ordinance establishing provisions and requirements for opening package stores. The ordinance was supported by many neighborhood associations in West and South Montgomery. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama is now topping 153,000. More than 14,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,600 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. You may have noticed our weather pattern is in transition. Not only are we getting a little warmer every day and every night, but showers will soon return to our forecast. Today, a sun and cloud mix. I think we should be dry. The rain chances are not zero, but under 20%. Today's high 85. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon and evening hours and Thursday night, but the rain chances are small. High temperature tomorrow around 83. Showers and storms become a little bit more numerous, though, by Friday and Saturday. We're still in the low 80s, and I think we're dry on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's betteratbrubaker.com.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook. located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sale. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
Get the best prices with the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet. Now through the end of the month, take advantage of the best deals on high-quality flooring for your home. Plus, receive 12-month interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 to schedule your free pre-measurement. Make your purchase before October 31st and save big. It's that simple. It's the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Cobbs Ford Road.
New appliances mean a family recipe simmering on the stove and fresh sheets in the dryer. At the Home Depot, they also mean saving even more on your next appliance. Samsung brings innovation to your kitchen and laundry room. And right now, we'll bring it right to your door, delivered free. Bring style and function home with fall savings on your next Samsung appliance at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Free delivery on purchases $396 or more, valid through October 21st, U.S. only.
Hey, y'all, Blake Shelton here.
And Kelly Clarkson. We're so excited the Voice is back, y'all.
With John Legend and the return of Gwen Stefani.
I even souped up our chairs for the blind audition.
No kidding? Let's try mine. Is this thing even spinning?
Oh, no, totally. It's spinning.
Because it seems like you made it really slow, so I can't win.
What? That's hilarious. I gotta go.
Don't miss the all-new season of The Voice, featuring the return of Gwen Stefani, October 19th on NBC.
Clarkson, get back here and unsuit my chair.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. Oh, weren't these the days?
The FBI.
No, I wasn't actually alive when this was a big hit show, but I've heard tale of it. And weren't those the days when we could watch TV sitcoms about our trusted federal institutions? And now, well, we just gotta mute that trust in our federal institutions. Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. Though the FBI did confirm that they possess the Hunter Biden laptop, what have they done with it? And Rudy Giuliani threw a big stinking fish on the table last night. Twitter was ablaze with it. I think Rudy did the reveal on Newsmax, and the reason I'm hesitating, folks, because it is not just salacious, that's not the right word, not tone. Certain things become so serious that it doesn't even need to be political at all. But let's just say evidence of Hunter Biden engaging in his drug addiction, smoking, you know what, around people, young girls who are underage. Apparently Rudy Giuliani and Bernie Kerik, former head of the New York police, have given it over to the state police in Delaware, but that set the internet ablaze. You know, and some folks, you know, the trolls are going to make jokes, and that's, it is what it is. You know, you can joke about just about anything, in my opinion, but as far as deciding who to vote for in this upcoming election, less than 2 weeks out, a day and 10 hours, essentially, to the debate tomorrow night. I don't know how much Hunter Biden's tortured soul being manifest in his drug addiction and whatnot is going to lean one way or another in terms of voting.
Well, the one thing it does weigh, though, the one thing that we should weigh, so to speak, is the nature of the other texts and emails on this Biden laptop, as well as emails that are coming from other laptops, other hard drives. There are now big exposés on what the Biden family was up to. I think all of you who are paying attention now have heard or seen the memo that says an H is going to hold 10% for the big guy. The big guy is the big guy, Joe Biden. I'd imagine it is. Now, of course, the New York Times has a story that they threw out there last night. Maybe this was the shoe to drop, but it seemed like a swing and a miss. Or you remember when the guy threw the shoe at George W. Bush? I'm too fast. I just dodged it. The story in the New York Times is that Donald Trump and his organization, his company, was trying to do business in China for over a decade. Well, there's a slight difference, and people are just sharing this to say, oh, you're going to knock Biden for doing business in China, but you're not going to knock Trump. We can see this from his tax returns. Of course, Twitter is allowing that to be shared, even though that is hacked material, unauthorized material. The double standards are crazy in the big tech world. But here comes the federal government to save the day with a massive antitrust lawsuit against Google. I'm sure that'll work out well. At times, the only folks I loathe more than the big tech companies is the big federal government monopoly on the Potomac, that monopoly in Washington, D.C. So I'm really sure when Democrats and Republicans get together that they're going to do something great for the freedom of speech. I'm sure that that's what they, maybe that's what they intend, but just, I don't trust them, folks. I don't trust Google, I don't trust Twitter, I don't trust Facebook, and I sure as hell don't trust the politicians in Washington, D.C., especially when the CEOs of all these big tech companies are saying, yeah, we welcome regulation. I just saw a video of Tim Cook of Apple, Auburn grad, War Eagle, sir. Then, yeah, sometimes the free market fails, and it's failed here. Says the guy running one of the most successful, valuable companies in world history. Well, the free market's failed. When you have CEOs welcoming regulation, when you have teams, entire teams of lawyers for all these big tech companies just ready to make an extra buck writing the regulations that Google and Facebook and Twitter and the like will say, yes, impose these chains on us. What they're really going to be doing is chaining their competition. Because they can comply with the cost of new regulations, but upstarts can't. There's going to be any regulation needs to be light touch. But when I see Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, as well as Donald Trump and Bill Barr and Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, all saying, yeah, let's get rid of Section 230, that makes me nervous. Because usually the only bipartisan, moderate stuff that actually gets done is more government control. I don't buy it. But that said, the New York Times story on Trump and doing business in China based on tax returns they illegally possess, it's all over Twitter, it's all over Facebook. I'm sure Google is making sure people are seeing it in Google News and the like. But there's a difference between what Biden and the Biden family were doing, say in China or Romania or Ukraine. There's a difference between what they were doing and what the Trump business operation was doing. I mean, why would China do business potentially with the Trump organization to build a hotel in China? Now, it never happened, by the way. Never happened. Spokesman for the Trump organization says there's still a bank account open, but it's not been used in a year or two, years, ever since Trump became president. And in fact, all the business ventures they tried to get started in China, nothing ever came of it. But literally, the Trump organization gets Trump branding and hotels and resorts and all this stuff all over the world. That's what they do business That's how they do business. That is their business. And when you have a burgeoning Chinese economy run by damn dirty commies, they still are letting some business flow in. They're learning that the more that you build up wealth, the more control you'll have over your population, as long as you don't give up your authoritarian controls at the government level, the civil level. But nothing's ever come of these deals the Trump Organization sought after. And again, this is what the Trump Organization was in business to do. Hotels, resorts, branding, and the like. The Biden story's a little different. Say what you will about Donald Trump and his organization, it was a reputable brand around the world, in this country. There's a reason the old post office in D.C., last time I was there, driving through downtown D.C., said Trump 2016 coming soon. And what they meant was a new Trump hotel at the old post office there in D.C. And there's a reason they took that over. Trump, say what you will about him, has built up hotels and resorts that many people like. It's a reputable brand, so to speak. Easy for me to say. With the Bidens, here's the deal. The deal is that Hunter Biden was getting these investments, these huge monthly stipends and payments. Hunter Biden, along with his business partners, people like the name Devin Archer comes to mind. And why were they getting these huge sums of money? Was it to build a hotel in Ukraine? Was Burisma all of a sudden like, we got to diversify. No more of this natural gas and oil stuff. We got to build a hotel right there in Kyiv. All of a sudden, China, they want a great new hotel with the Bidens? No. And it seems clear from these emails that the FBI has confirmed are real. It's not Russian disinformation. The DNI has now said it's not Russian information. The FBI has now said that. The DOJ has now said that. Of course, partisans are going to say, you know, they're in the tank for Trump. And they're going to point out, well, you didn't trust the FBI just yesterday. Okay. These organizations are big and they have many different players in them. But the reason Hunter Biden and his business partners were getting this money was access to the halls of power in Washington, D.C., to that monopoly on the Potomac. Access to the Vice President of the United States. Access to political pull and power. That's why those payments were put there. And why do you want access to that political pull and power? Well, you know, you just had the government overthrown in Ukraine, for instance. Be nice if you're trying to rebuild that country and you're an old, old corrupt institution there where a lot of money's hidden, a lot of oligarchs have come and gone, say a company like Burisma, it'd be nice to have that extra insurance policy, that extra pull in the White House. So bottom line, there's a big difference between making a shady deal to have extra pull and political power and making a deal to build a new hotel. Very different. Very different indeed. But we'll see where this goes. And we'll see what Donald Trump brings up here in this debate tomorrow night. Will Trump bring up the worst of the worst that has been found on, what is Trump calling it, the laptop from hell? We'll play some of that rally from last night in Erie, Pennsylvania. He actually had a big screen, folks, with showing clips of Biden on it, and the crowd and Trump were reacting in real time. It was quite something to behold. And he was really hitting Biden on wanting to get rid of fracking and other fossil fuel exploration and production. He said, but all this pales in comparison to the laptop from hell. And I just wonder, what will the President of the United States Thursday night bring up from the laptop from hell? There are many of these questionable deals. And the big question being, was the Biden family using the allure of power and pull in Washington, D.C. to enrich their family. And in some cases, making good on those promises of power and pull on behalf of certain foreign entities. That prosecutor was fired. Oh, well, the IMF and the EU and all these folks said it. Give me a break. Give me a break. Or will the president bring up the more salacious details that big stinking fish Rudy Giuliani laid on the table last night? Stories of drug abuse, crack to be exact. Stories of child abuse, minor abuse, sexual exploitation, or at least being inappropriate. You know, when you're deciding to run for president, and you know your son has massive drug addiction problems, that this is sort of a rot in the midst of your own house. Maybe it's a tale of hubris, and Biden thought nobody would go there. It's too dark. But we'll see what the president decides to bring up, and we'll see what dirty tricks NBC, Kristen Welker, and the like will bring up. This is shaping up to be quite a final couple, less than 2 weeks out. What more bombshells will go off? What other shoes will be dropped? I have to say, the Matrix has outdone itself this year. COVID-19, with the murder hornet scare, that was great. Oh, the idea that there's a refrigerator-sized asteroid. Well, it's not really an asteroid if it's the size of a refrigerator, but it's coming this way. Could hit the United States. There's a lot going on. And the writers of the season, the Matrix, whatever you want to call it, they've really outdone themselves. But 272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. A lot going on today besides just presidential politicking, though that is dominating the news coverage right now. So if you want to get in on the program, 272-9228. Oh, don't you miss the good old days when we respected our federal institutions. Actually, I don't. Bring on the chaos. More news and views after this.
The FBI.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Have you heard the news? In the last 2 years, Montgomery Public Schools have improved. They've rooted out financial waste and balanced their budget. And according to the state's Department of Education, our student performance has improved in math and reading proficiency, college and career readiness, and higher graduation rates. Our students, teachers, and staff made that progress while receiving the bare-bones funding allowed by Alabama law. More funding will help our students achieve more with an updated curriculum and school building repairs. Now, the community is standing up and they're asking for more school funding.
More funding will improve leaky, crumbling buildings.
And improve classroom instruction.
Our students deserve better.
It's obvious.
It's a no-brainer.
It's time.
Yay!
Paid for by the Committee to Invest in Montgomery's Future, P.O. Box 621, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
This is the first hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Folks, you can turn those old home videotapes into a new and exciting event, preserving those old analog memories by bringing them into the digital future. Great idea as a Christmas gift, especially for those hard-to-buy-for people in the family. Why not share the Christmas gift of nostalgia? 279-6036 is the number you need to call if you want 50% off on all those old videotape transfers to a DVD or digital file. 279-6036. But you need to tell Dan Black Studios that you're a News and Views listener to get that 50% off those videotape transfers. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor of this, the first hour of News and Views from 9 till noon.
Sounds like a job for AC.
Conrad here from Air Conditioning by Luke Wire with no gimmicks, just straight talk. To close out the tough year and keep our staff working, we're offering complete Carrier air conditioning and heating systems for a fraction over cost. You can save thousands and qualified customers still get 0% financing. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Wire and Carrier. Visit acbylukewire.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License number 84417.
Hey, Dad, it smells really good out here. What you grilling?
Burgers and ribs. Your mom and I went by U.S. Foods Market Store. They have a great selection of meats. We picked up the sides while we were there. Your sister loves that potato salad. They even have paper goods and charcoal. U.S. Foods makes family barbecuing easy and affordable.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. Open to the public with no membership fee Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I was all right for a while.
Welcome back.
I could smile for a while.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. And I wonder, who will be crying after November the 3rd? It'll all decide, it'll all be decided by the vote. Not the popular vote, the Electoral College, as it should be. 272-9228. Let's go right to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joe. Scott, how are you this morning?
Doing well. I'm sorry, say your name again?
It's your Uncle Scott.
Hello.
So last night in the boredom of watching your aunt try to clean out our house, I go to Amazon Prime and I find a documentary called Safeguard, a electoral college story. It's an hour and 20 minutes and every American should be required to watch it. It's nonpartisan. It basically explains why and how the Electoral College works. And you've known me all your life.
Oh, yeah.
You know what a big fan I am of the Electoral College. But the one thing that it explained that I'd never heard before, because we don't live in a democracy. We don't. We live in a democratic republic. And the best thing that it did to explain was this, is the most undemocratic document in the world is the Bill of Rights. Because those first 10 articles say, no matter whether you have a majority or not, you have a right to free speech.
Yes.
No matter whether you have a majority or not, you have a right to have a gun. No matter whether you have a majority or not, you can't create a religion. So I really think part of the biggest problem that we have in the world, especially in this country, is nobody really understands how our government works.
Right.
And these people really did a fantastic job. It's like an hour and 16 minutes. I mean, they use the classic example of the 1960 World Series. The Yankees scored 75 runs and the Pirates only scored 20. but they won four games, so they won the World Series. Doesn't matter how many runs you score. You got to win the individual game.
Right.
And the
exactly.
biggest thing they did, which I've never seen a great example of this, I've never seen that, was the fact that the Electoral College was put in because of slavery. When I should have known this, and I felt dumb that I didn't, you realize when the Constitution was ratified, the two largest slave-owning states in the country were Virginia, which is mm-hmm. pretty obvious, and New York. Every state in the Union at the time of the Constitution was a slave state.
Right.
So therefore, the three-fifths rule had nothing to do with the Electoral College. It was purely about the House of Representatives and population. But, you know...
Well, it gave more power to the smaller guys. And this is the idea behind the Electoral College is... Well, it's the general idea of, you know, Madison and also just... If you read your Machiavelli, folks, and I just pulled it up, and again, my Uncle Scott's on the phone, always like when family calls. It's Safeguard, one word, Safeguard, an Electoral College story. You can find it on Amazon Prime. I just pulled it up, folks, and it looks like it has pretty good reviews from the right quarters. But, yeah, the idea that you have those parchment barriers, like you said, the Bill of Rights. So you have the First Amendment, Second Amendment. I love when these justices, like I think Amy Coney Barrett was just asked about the Ninth Amendment, hasn't been adjudicated much, but it essentially says, hey, all these rights we just listed, that's not the complete list of it. Your rights, your individual liberty are really as numerous as the stars. Now, there are all sorts of justices who don't like it because it really could, you know, open up a lot of liberties that wouldn't be subject to a majority vote or to the whims of even the representatives in the House or the Senate. But I like the idea that you can't just have parchment barriers, something written down. You have to have different factions set against one another, different interests set against one another, and this is how liberty breathes. So you not only have the House and the Senate fighting against one another in the legislative branch, you have that legislative branch fighting against the executive branch, and then the judicial branch has its own powers. We've all heard about separation of powers there, but it's also separation of powers dispersed among the states and the different regional interests, all the way down, as the Bill of Rights suggests, to the individual level. And when you have a system where all this competition's going on, it helps you protect those things written on paper on the parchment. And we are so far away from that, it is astounding.
And it also forces you to form coalitions. There's a couple of historians and a couple of new, Tara Ross, who's one of my favorites, has done it, and she's written a book about the Electoral College, which is probably the predominant book on the subject. But there's an African-American historian whose name I didn't quite catch, who literally showed how that without the Electoral College, you could win the presidency without a single minority vote because there's more white people in this country.
Right.
And if it was a majority, and because of the Electoral College, you cannot have, you know, tens and thousands, you don't have thousands and thousands of different candidates. I mean, you could literally win 20% of the vote and be president of the United States just because there are numerous people running on numerous subjects. You have to be willing to go throughout the entire country and form coalitions. It was quite fascinating. I think it intrigued me, which, you know how old I am. My attention span is very short these days. But I think anybody who's interested in what really happens in elections, especially presidential elections, It's not, you know, it's not a deep dive, but it covers it, and it covers it properly. It covers it historically. And you have liberals talking about it, conservatives talking about it, and basically saying this is why it was put in. And the consensus is that it's the greatest gift that the founding fathers ever gave us. And the idea of throwing it out the window is the end of our republic.
Oh, it really is. And there are powers that be that want to change it because they realize their power is slipping away. As I continue to uphold that because the media climate is changing so much, that's why Facebook and Twitter are trying to crack down. But because people are able to communicate in different ways than just watching three networks, or just, you know, there is a lot changing and people aren't listening to the old hats. So they're trying to get their power back by essentially tearing down all these barriers to tyranny, including the tyranny of the majority. But why are you calling me? I thought you were working today or something.
I am working. I'm on my way to Maxwell Air Force Base, but you were rolling, and I had seen that last time. I was just going to text you, but I said, I'll give them a buzz before I go in the gate. So I really think people should, I'm not much for recommending things, but it's very well done, and it's one of the few things I've seen in the last 5 years that's just not, it's not focused on an agenda. Its agenda is to educate people about a gift that we were given by the founders and the good Lord, and it's just fantastic, and everybody should watch it.
Well, again, folks, it's called Safeguard, one word, Safeguard, an Electoral College Story. You can find it on Amazon, and I appreciate the call, Uncle Scott. 272-9228, my mother's younger brother. Let's go to the phones again. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, good morning, sir.
Hey, Randall.
Hey, Brown. Oh, man. I that's why I went on call, just what he just said. You, man, I love it when you get on the road and you go to class with us. You know what I mean? But since he paused you a minute and to kind of go off his, what he was saying is why Rome wasn't built in a day, because they had too many people, you know what I mean? It was just too much. You know, you couldn't agree on nothing. You had 9, 10. We got two, a Democrat and Republican, and they had, 10 different kinds, and nothing ever got done. So, yes, and I guess that key, I'm glad he recommended it.
Yeah, it looks very good, actually.
To go back to taking us to class, and you know what I mean? We ain't the first generation to get the point out that we've been lied to, and mm-hmm. that our upper class ain't doing right. And it started back with Vannevar Bush, with the OSS, and they really, and I cannot leave, Donald Trump's uncle out of this now, but, he wasn't a head FBI dude, but he was a top dog. Mm-hmm. That was out of, Vannevar had his hands on him, and the OSS was out of control, and they wanted to rein it in, and so they tricked him with the CIA. I mean, mm-hmm. it really, I wish I knew, like I used to know, all the notebooks I could see.
Right, well, just to give the broad swipes, Randall, I mean, especially after World War II, you get this embedded national security state. Well, you also get this trust, and this started more in the early 20th century, like Woodrow Wilson and the like, this kind of cult of experts, and the best experts will run the nation, whether it's in science or media, whatever it is. And by the way, just listening to the science led to some pretty ugly things at the turn of the 20th century. Science ain't always right, especially when its values underlying how you use the science are all screwed up. That said, after World War II, you're right. You get all these intelligence communities that are really embedded. They're not. They've got all sorts of power and control. And, I mean, think about the 70s, the Church Committee, where people are really worried about what LBJ did, what Nixon did. And now, even after those FISA reforms that come out of the 70s, it seems the intelligence community and law enforcement has broken out of those shackles, if they ever even existed. And we're now dealing with a national press that's in bed with the intelligence community. It's disgusting.
See, it's even going back for that. The press is part of the intelligence community. They actually, I mean, that's how they pay. That's how they keep people quiet and what they're doing. I mean, Vannevar Bush was over. He started NASA. When he died in 1974, we never went back. We never had another moon mission after that because it couldn't be covered up without him. And him and Nikola Tesla's involved in all this. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, this goes a long way about tempo and every patent that somebody got a patent that has something to do with NASA, they know the truth. And the same thing with the you started talking about, I know she was talking about Mockingbird yesterday, but it goes way back further than, that they embedded, they actually owned the newspaper, CIA agents. Their families own the news. You know what I mean? That's how they pay these people to control and make our minds go one way.
Yeah, and I'll suggest, Randall, it's not just the CIA either. There are all sorts of interests that own media and have for years that think about this. Yeah. I mean, it can sometimes be as simple as this, Randall. The New York Post, they're getting dogged right now on Twitter, and they're still blocked, I believe, because of these Hunter Biden laptop stories. The New York Post was started by Alexander Hamilton. Why? To boost the Federalist Party. So it was explicitly a paper to back a political party. And so when folks say, oh, we're so divided these days, it's like, that's not anything new, the partisanship, by any means. But it's more what you're hinting at, that is stuff bigger than just regular partisan politics and openly, pushing what you believe in, people more manipulating things behind the scenes through media. That's been going on. The intelligence community's done it, and a lot of other interests have done it. And it's something that I think everybody slowly but surely, you don't have to get too conspiratorial-minded no offense, Randall, to start to see this. And I think more folks are starting to see how this game is played because we now have the means to see it. We now have the means to communicate. And that's why the lockdowns, not the COVID lockdowns, why the lockdowns by Big Tech are coming. Because they realize, hey, you know, people are running circles around us. We got to get control of the population again.
And how to, and like the Jessica Lynch, that was a setup. If you go back and look, the same day that they rescued her, all cameras on her, guess what happened? We bombed a daggone Tel Aviv station that had one independent writer in, and a motel that had seven independent journalists in there. They killed a man, and Jessica Lynch was a cover story. And when all of us watching that statue fall with a rope around it, them guys were flew in. All them people around that statue of Saddam that was flew in by an American dude who writes this, look here on the right while I do this on the left. We've been placed, and I'm glad. I mean, but even if we are, so
hey,
they got tired
hold
of
on. Hold on, I know you got a lot of info. Do me a favor, though.
Yes, sir.
If
yes,
there's
sir.
A specific thing you want to bring up, send that to me before you call, and then we can talk about
it. Okay. But they got tired of the OSS and restructured it. But right in front of their eyes, they restructured it in a way that's still doing what the OSS did back, you know, I mean, before they started CIA. And so who restructures it? How do we, if we tore it down, how do we build it back to where we know that we can trust them again? That's the point.
Oh, that's you're asking a big question there. Randall, I got to run. Appreciate
it. See
you. 272-9228. And I'm still wondering, despite all that heady conversation there, who's going to be crying after Election Day? I would suggest some Roy Orbison. It's good stuff when you have a broken heart, whether for romantic reasons or political reasons. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. I'm your host, Joey Clark, 272-9228. 272-9228 if you want to join the conversation.
But it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did before. But darling, what can I do? For you don't love me.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Crosby Electric is hiring construction electricians and service electricians immediately for work in Central Alabama. And we need electrical assistance, too. Join our drug-free team. Receive industry-superior benefits while working alongside other competent electrical professionals. Are you currently underemployed? Are you tired of bouncing from job to job? The conversation's free. So what do you have to lose? Apply at Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric for a confidential consultation. We need electricians, so let's talk. Apply at Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric today.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Sweet Creek Farm Market, your local 7-day-a-week farmer's market. Your headquarters for all of your produce needs. Sweet Creek also has the largest selection of pumpkins and pecans in town. The new crop of pecans is in. They've got chocolate covered, candied, roasted, and salted, and everything in between. Join them this weekend at Sweet Creek Farm Market for their arts and crafts and pumpkin festival. It's fun for the whole family. Free entry. Buy fresh. Buy local. Buy Sweet Creek.
Hey everyone, Christy from Blue Valley Broadcasting, and I have been saying for years now how much I enjoy working out. I am so excited to be able to actually talk about how I do get to maintain that and the great coaching that I have. WP Fitness with Alita Coin is my secret to all of that. Whether you want to get stronger, you want to lose weight, you want to try new things like competitions, WP Fitness has that. Just whatever goal you have in mind, that is what Alice provides, and I want him to share share with you a little bit about what WP can offer.
Yes, we offer sports performance training and adults training class. Our sports performance training is for our 7-year-olds and on up. In our adults class, we train people to get ready for their 5Ks and just general physical preparation.
One thing is for sure is that anything that you're looking for, WP has that. So please tell them where they can find you.
1555 Eastern Boulevard, the old Sam's building. Our Facebook page and our Instagram is WP Alabama, and our website is WPAlabama.com.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Folks, if you would like to preserve those old memories that are still stuck on those old, old, dusty, and deteriorating videotapes, you need to call Dan Black Studios today. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor of this, the first hour of News and Views from 9 till noon. Call them today at 279-6036, 279-6036, and, well, ask about 50% off on transferring those old videotapes to a DVD or digital file. It's a great idea for Christmas. And also, instead of just calling, of course, call 279-6036. Also, check out Dan Black Studios online at danblackstudios.net or go to their Facebook page, Dan Black Studios. It's that simple, Dan Black Studios on Facebook. After weather, we'll be right back with David and others.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. You may have noticed our weather pattern is in transition. Not only are we getting a little warmer every day and every night, but showers will soon return to our forecast. Today, a sun and cloud mix. I think we should be dry. The rain chances are not zero, but under 20%. Today's high 85. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon and evening hours and Thursday night, but the rain chances are small. High temperature tomorrow around 83. Showers and storms become a little bit more numerous, though, by Friday and Saturday. We're still in the low 80s, and I think we're dry on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
If you're going to cough, please leave the room.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go right to the phones and talk to David. Hey, David, how are you, sir?
Hey, thank you for taking the call. Yesterday, the Supreme Court decided to let stand where voters, as far as the mail-in ballots, as long as it was postmarked the 3rd, that it was going to be counted. I wanted
in Pennsylvania, yeah. It was a terrible ruling. John Roberts siding with the liberal side of the court. An awful ruling, in my opinion.
Well, is that not going to ignite a whole lot more states voting late?
Now, the rules are already in place in many places. It depends on what state Supreme Courts would decide. Notice, David, it was a 4-4 tie at the Supreme Court, so it meant the lower court ruling was held up. So it might be in other lower courts they say, no, you can't vote after Election Day. And so that lower court ruling will be held up in that way. This is only for Pennsylvania, thank God, right now. Even though that is a battleground state, and that could be a big, big issue.
With the instances like this, is this, and I'm concerned about it as well as Trump about the fraud.
Yes.
But is this progressing like you thought it would, or is it just fixing to get a whole lot worse? Or how are you reading this thing right now?
It's unfortunate. I should have expected worse of John Roberts. It's pretty much progressing how I thought it would, in the sense that certain states are going to push the envelope on COVID. And luckily, it's not nationwide. And here's the good news about Pennsylvania, David. Republican registration, people going, hey, I'm voting Republican, is way up. And as much as they're going to try to pull all sorts of tricks with the excuse of COVID, I think there are a lot of very silent Trump supporters out there ready to vote. Even if they don't love Trump fully, they are realizing he's the guy that we got to go with this time around. That's my hope. And I think it's also what's going on under the surface of what the media presents.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. 272-9228. Simple Man, how are you, sir?
Hey, buddy, how's it doing? Don't make me take this in a totally different direction, but I came seeking knowledge, and I figured you being a political science major from Auburn University, you could be the man to help me out. I've done a little bit of reading, but not anything to amount to much, but I read the book Hamilton's Curse, and talks about the embarrassment, how he was pretty much the originator of that idea, I think, and then Abraham Lincoln took it and run with it. But anyway, we talk about the Federalist Papers, and we talk about the Constitution, and we talk about the Articles of Confederation. And you mentioned just earlier that Hamilton, I believe you said, started the newspaper to promote the views of Federalists. And I'm kind of confused, torn maybe between, am I more a Federalist or am I more a Constitutionalist? Because it wasn't that the argument that one group I think they wanted to keep the Articles of Confederation, and the other wanted to go with the Constitution. Am I right on that?
Yeah, you're right about that, and you're right. Hamilton, you know, was like any other politician in the sense that he talked about, no, it's only the explicit powers given to the federal government. And he made these cases in the Federalist Papers, only the explicit powers. And as soon as they got power, and he was really the guy running the show under George Washington, he immediately started doing things like the Bank of the United States. And I'm looking at this book now, Tom DiLorenzo. I'm familiar with him through the Mises Institute. And no, I think there are a lot of great arguments the anti-Federalists made in those days, and they've been given short shrift here in the modern era as, you know, you get Lincoln, you get FDR, you get more and more power to D.C. I think it would be about time we look. It's not like we're going back to the Articles of the Confederation. We're stuck with the Constitution and God love us for it. But it'd be nice to get back to some of those anti-Federalist arguments to say, no, only the explicit powers given in the Constitution. And maybe we adjudicate things like the Ninth Amendment more and the Tenth Amendment more, and we push more for individual and states' rights, and then the federal government can only do what it is explicitly allowed to do in the Constitution.
Right. I think I understand that Patrick Henry, he was one of the Federalists. Am I right in that?
Patrick Henry, I honestly do not know where Patrick falls into those categories, honestly.
I think you wrote some of those publications, I believe. I thought I had read them.
But, I mean, looking it up real quick, he's an anti-Federalist. And it makes sense, given his famous phrases, give me liberty or give me death.
Yeah. Well, see, that's where I'm coming from. It's not quite a clear understanding of the Federalist versus Constitutionalist. And also, whether or not, like you said, the Articles of Confederation, which were a lot looser, the way I understand it.
Yes.
Them graduating up to something that opened the door for some of the stuff that we have now, even though at the time it seemed very clear, that, hey, this is what we need to lock this thing down. But it's been, taking it in the wrong direction for so many years.
Well, and it won't ever be like, and I really appreciate this call, Simple Man. It's a good one. I don't think it'll ever be like you go back to the Constitution exactly as it was in 1790. You go back to the Articles of Confederation, but you take the ideas, the eternal values and ideas from that era, and then you apply it to the current day is how I would see it. Now, there are things, and recently the Supreme Court, we're seeing Amy Coney Barrett will be sworn in, I think, this upcoming Monday. She's a big admirer of Justice Scalia. I mean, Scalia and Barrett have good points that, no, when they say things in the Constitution in the 1780s, we need to stick with exactly what they meant, and I see their point there. But if we're talking about how do we fight big tech, how do we fight big government, we need to be able to figure out what are the values and principles, what can speak to people's hearts and minds, and apply it to today. And it won't look exactly, obviously, like it did in the late 1700s, early 1800s, but we can I think the technologies are now allowing us more and more to say, hey, let's decentralize more. Even if it's something as simple, and this is so piecemeal and marginal, why, you heard Richard Grenell say this, I think, the other day, why do we have the Department of Interior headquartered in D.C.? Why isn't the Department of Interior out west where they do most of their work? Why aren't certain other departments in, say, Georgia, and others in Alabama, and another in California? Like, let's break up this big monopoly and all this money being sucked into D.C. I think it's one way you can start to decentralize things, along with just getting rid of a lot of the functions of the current federal government, because I think they go beyond what the Constitution says. Simple Man, I got to hit a break here. Great call, and I think this conversation will continue for years to come.
You're doing a great job, Joey. I enjoy listening to you.
Thanks, sir. 272-9228. More news and views coming up here. We'll be talking to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet and getting into more of the craziness going on right now. I really do wonder if President Trump is going to bring up the stinking fish that Rudy Giuliani brought up last night. It's stomach churning, folks. Some of the stuff that Hunter Biden supposedly did. It's really bad stuff. But 272-9228, again, this hour of news and views. First hour always brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Check them out on Facebook, at Facebook, Dan Black Studios. That simple. And be sure to like that page, and you see all sorts of updates and sales. But also, give them a call at 279-6036, 279-6036. If you'd like to take advantage of 50% off all those videotape, old home videotape transfers to a DVD or digital file for your computer. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, their number, 279-6036. Second hour of News and Views coming up. Stay tuned.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
I got hairy legs.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Metro Fitness has been voted the best health club in Montgomery again this year. We're inviting you to see why. 55 group fitness classes a week, an indoor track, functional fitness zone, plus your traditional cardio and your weight room. All this for one price under one roof. Different membership options are available. Come try us out and receive 7 days free. MetroFitness.com.
At Spire, we know the value that natural gas brings to the communities we serve. From a hot shower after a long day to the warmth and comfort of a cozy home. And we know that in any year, some of us struggle to make ends meet. But this year isn't just any year. If you're struggling to pay your natural gas bill, we're here to help. Our dedicated team of community support specialists is ready to help identify the assistance program that's right for you. To learn more, call us or visit us online at spireenergy.com/assistance.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV.